You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The New World Report, welcoming Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. The news from the Americas is overwhelming. So we will begin with Mexico. These last hours has seen a confrontation between the new president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, and the new president of the United States, Donald Trump, over trade, over migration, over border security, and certainly to do with the Mexican peso sliding in the markets. So we're going to begin this with the anxiety in Mexico that is ongoing. And this Reuters story. Mexico's finance ministry said it was implementing measures to guarantee the stability of financial markets as the peso currency and local stock exchange have undergone extended volatility amid the threat of U.S. tariffs on Mexican exports. Evan, a very good day to you. Mexico is in the target zone here of tariffs to change behavior. Right now, what we know is that the original intention was to impose tariffs immediately. They'd be in place now on goods coming from Mexico in light of the lack of border security provided by the Mexican government went the demand. There was a subsequent phone call between Claudia Sheinbaum and Donald Trump, and we're under a 30-day delay for those tariffs. The remark that I have out of Mexico City, and there's always more, is that Claudia Sheinbaum said 10,000 National Guard to the border, and we will begin a negotiation immediately with your representatives about goods that are chiefly Chinese, but using the cutout of Mexico to sell into the United States, avoiding the U.S. Border controls and tariffs. Now, all of that is negotiable over the next 30 days. I want to begin with your understanding of Claudia Sheinbaum's response, because her first response was to turn her back and say, we're not going to play that game. And then came the second response on the phone call. What do we imagine happened? Claudia Sheinbaum's a technocrat, not a rhetorician. She's not AMLO. I'm asking to peer into how Mexico works. The first response was guaranteed to get a confrontation at the border. The second response has now been more diplomatic. What happened, Evan? What can you imagine happened? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. In my interpretation, Claudia Sheinbaum is caught between a nationalistic and assertive Mexican foreign policy and the reality of economic dependence on the United States with respect to how its economy has evolved, especially over the past almost 40 years now. And the understanding is that on the one hand, Sheinbaum with its her new Foreign Minister De La Fuente has tried to push back against U.S. pressure and show to domestic audiences that Mexico is standing up for itself, trying to be more assertive on foreign policy issues. You see that in terms of Venezuela. And yet, with respect to these issues of cooperation or tension with the U.S., the reality is that if President Trump does impose in the end a 25% tariff, or if the tariffs actually escalate, as very well could happen, Mexico really has more to lose than the United States. The vast majority of Mexico's exports go to the United States. To the extent that Chinese has economic relationships with Mexico. A lot of the Chinese investment that's coming into Mexico is oriented towards production in Mexico to go to U.S. markets. And so ironically, if Mexico loses access to U.S. markets, it actually loses its ability to attract more Chinese investment. In addition, Mexico has long had difficulty in actually exporting to China. It exports small quantities of tequila and other things. But again, if it loses access to those manufactured exports because of tariffs, if it loses access to food exports to the U.S. markets, it can't just turn to China either for investments or other things. And so what's clear is that President Trump is very focused on Mexico and using these tariffs to get cooperation. As you alluded to, there are a number of difficult to resolve issues. The fact that on the control of fentanyl through the Sinaloa and Jalisco Nueva Generación drug cartels, you've seen the death of something like 70,000 Americans just from fentanyl overdoses alone. It goes far above 100,000 when you include the other overdoses. There's issue of cooperation on migration, not only managing the flow of migrants through Mexican territory, but also obliging Mexican cooperation with respect to opening up its country as a what they call a safe third country for migrants, not only Mexican migrants, but perhaps others who are deported, and not allowing those who are coming to the border to come into the United States if they've already come through Mexico. And again, as you mentioned before, the serious trade issue, which is the degree to which so many of those those Chinese investments that the Mexicans have gotten in recent years in places like Nuevo León have largely been Chinese companies investing in Mexico to use as a pass-through to get access to the U.S. market. And so Mexico is kind of caught between a rock and a hard place because it has not wanted to lose the Chinese investments. It has wanted to push back on cooperation with respect to migration. And part of the problem is there's strong evidence to suggest that there's been collusion with at least part of the drug traffickers before. And so a sense of that Mexico has not cooperated with the U.S. as much as it should. As you also rightly pointed out, although Claudia Sheinbaum was initially patient in responding to some of the President Trump's initial rhetoric, she then came back when President Trump mentioned the 25% tariffs of threat. Threatening reprisals, but it became clear that strategy wasn't going to work. So, as you pointed out, she has came back and said, "Okay, we will continue to deploy 10,000 troops to the border," which actually was something that they'd been talking about doing in the first place. But it appears that the threat of those imminent tariffs, in which Mexico was going to be the big loser any way around, at the end of the day, she and Mexico blinked despite the ample room for disagreement, but. What markets understand and why you see that the peso falling is that there are these enduring issues that whatever happened are going to be very difficult to resolve. And if the question of Mexico's access to the United States is in question, really the question of future investment in Mexico and the stability of the Mexican economy in the coming years is in question. So again, markets are reflecting that, and that's why Mexico is scrambling to bolster the peso against investor concerns.
One puzzle, Evan. Reuters. The 25% tariffs, which Trump first threatened in November, demand Mexico and Canada stem the flow of fentanyl and illegal immigrants into the U.S. The immigrants and the fentanyl are together as a problem, but behind both are the cartels, especially the Sinaloa cartel. This is not a surprise to Sheinbaum and Mexico City. There have been stories, I've heard them for years, that the Sinaloa cartel has stability because there's cooperation in Mexico City. Is that going to be part of the story, the integration of the gangs with Mexican civil service?
Well, John, it's difficult to see how Mexico is going to disentangle the big cartels, Sinaloa, Jalisco Nueva Generación, at the national level, as well as, frankly, at the state level. Most state governments and state politicians, and particularly local governments and politicians, have developed disturbing, corrupt, codependent relationships. And the fact that recently a former Calderon security official, Garcia Luna, was indicted in U.S. courts for collaboration all the way back then in the early days of expanding Mexico-U.S. security cooperation shows just how long this has been going on. So in 2020, for example, also you saw the previous president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and his Moreno party passing a sweeping new security law, which made it very difficult for the U.S. DEA to cooperate and have access to the Mexican counterparts. You saw the expulsion of a the U.S. Imprisoned the head of the Mexican army, Salvador Cienfuegos, on very credible charges of drug trafficking. When he was returned to Mexico, they dropped the charge. They essentially dropped all charges, and they published the U.S. Justice Department case. And so there's a lot of things that have been going on. AMLO previously was well known for repeated visits to the home, literally the mother of El Chapo Guzman, Mexico's one of Mexico's most notorious drug cartel leaders. And so what you see again and again is just the evidence of the depth of the collaboration, again, at the national level of AMLO, of Moreno, of the governors of the different states, of the people in the localities with the drug cartels. And so this is something that's going to be very difficult to disentangle Mexico from. In my talk with Mexicans, I think on the one hand, there is a concern over the possible violations of Mexican sovereignty for allowing U.S. Unilateral military action against the cartels on Mexican territory. But on the other hand, there's an understanding that there's such a penetration of the cartels that this has long been beyond the Mexican government's ability to resolve through its internal processes because the corruption runs that deep. And so I think there's an understanding of the problem, but it's hard to understand how this is resolved in a way that gets the cartels out of Mexican politics and is able to meaningfully stem the flow. Now, in fairness, fentanyl, the actual sending of fentanyl across the border has dropped somewhat. In part, it's because of the attention to the dangers of fentanyl in the United States and a loss in somewhat of a loss in demand. In part, it's because the cartels in Mexico realize how much of a political issue fentanyl has become, and they realize that it's in their own self-interest to move to export of other types of drugs, as well as other markets like Europe, to avoid attracting the wrath of the United States. But whatever the drug is, whatever the illicit economy is, Mexico has a big problem with corruption and the role of the cartels that, again, there's superficial cooperation. And I think to a degree it's sincere. But this is a problem that it's going to be very difficult to fully resolve in a way that, I think satisfies the U.S. in time for avoiding some types of sanctions or discussion.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College. We're going to Panama City. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.